tweet at Today SOR.
The new national childcare scheme opens for applications from today and will eventually replace all other childcare support programmes. Parents of children aged from 24 weeks to 15 years who are attending any Tusla registered service, including a registered childminder, will be entitled to some level of financial support. On the line now, Frances Byrne from Early Childhood Ireland, and also I'm joined by Liam Herrick, Executive Director with the Irish Council of Civil Liberties, who has concerns about the fact that parents need a public service card to qualify online for these new payments. Good morning to you both. Frances Byrne, to you first. I gather there are two elements to this new scheme. One involves a universal payment while the other is means tested. Just remind our listeners what's now available to parents, please.
So as of today, parents can register for the scheme, Sean, on via ncs.gov.ie, which is also the site that has all the information that they need. And you're right, there are two subsidies. One is a universal subsidy, which is available to all families, regardless of income, who have children under 3 years. And there, for children over 3 years who've not yet qualified for the so-called free preschool programme. And that will work out at about 50 cents an hour. And that's for everybody. Then there's an income assessed subsidies. There's a range of them which will completely, and I should clarify, they're for children aged between 24 weeks and 15 years. And that is means tested. And it will be calculated based on family circumstances, including income, the child's age, what stage they're at in terms of their care and education, and the number of children in a family.
So what happens then, Frances, if you're already on an existing scheme? Should you stay on it or change or move to this new one?
Well, that's actually turned out to be an excellent question, because there will be, for people who are on the current schemes, low-income families who are on the current schemes, There is going to be the information as of the budget was going to, that those families would have an option to stay on the more favourable scheme if their subsidy was higher until August 2021. But the Irish Times was reporting the other day and spoke to Early Childhood Ireland in advance to say that it now looks like that will be indefinite. So those families will be able to have the current scheme indefinitely. That's about 70,000 families. Now, for some of them, it won't be a clear-cut case of the National Childcare Scheme will mean they're worse off. So people will need to go on and have a look at their circumstances. And if they don't want to go in and actually apply to find that out, the department has put on the ncs.gov.ie a calculator where you can work out, hypothetically, if you will, put in your circumstances, and then it will give you an estimate of the subsidy that your family will be eligible for.
Okay, stay with us, Frances, and we'll try and work on the quality of that line. Apologies for the little interruptions on it. Liam Herrick, good morning to you. You have particular concerns about what's required of people who apply for these schemes online.
That's right, Sean. I mean, first of all, to say we're very supportive of the scheme. It's a good policy. It's very supportive of children and parents. The difficulty is that the Department of Children and Youth Affairs is requiring people to access this using mygov.id, known as the Public Service Card Verified System. And as you'll recall, the Data Protection Commission in August directed the government to stop requiring the Public Service Card because it's illegal to do so outside of the Department of Social Protection. And on foot of that decision by the Data Protection Commissioner, the Department of Transport stopped requiring it, the Department of Foreign Affairs stopped requiring it, and the Department of Children and Youth Affairs actually started developing an alternative system where people without a public service card could get this payment too, but they were overruled by the Department of Public Expenditure. So this is a really blatant disregard for the law and for personal data that they're going to be forcing people into this illegal system.
Yes, but there is an alternative, Liam Herrick, as you know. People can apply, not online, they can apply through the post, and your concerns then wouldn't apply.
Well, you see, this is more of the mandatory but not compulsory, Sean, because you can apply by paper from January, which means that there's a three-month period by which you'd be denied the service. And quite outrageously, the government is saying that even though you are eligible now, you have all the qualifying characteristics, if you apply by post, it won't be backdated from next year. Now, I think that's legally very dubious, but what it really is doing is it's bullying people into getting a public service card that either may have difficulties in doing so or may not wish to do so. And, you know, there are question marks about when it will actually kick in. It might be January, February or March. Of course, the well-resourced people out there that are benefiting from the universal payment may be able to forego the payment for a couple of months. But this is really targeted discrimination against the most vulnerable, and particularly women who are going to be the recipients of this benefit.
Frances Byrne, do you share Liam Herrick's concerns about this?
I suppose our in early childhood Ireland, our concerns are more about the scheme being a success. From our point of view, this is the beginning of what people refer to as a Scandinavian model, which means that everybody gets something and there's a floor and a ceiling in terms of individual circumstances. It also means that babies and children have universal care and education of the same level of quality. So this is a very important first step for Ireland as far as we're concerned, and certainly we wouldn't want anything, including the controversy about the card and the MyGov ID, to dampen down, I suppose, buy-in and confidence in the scheme. So I think clarification around timelines would be useful, and obviously the legal situation that the ICCL is questioning. I think that would be important.
And Liam Herrick, what advice would you offer to people who just are reluctant to go the online route, which would require the public services card?
I think this is a very difficult situation, Sean, that is being forced on the Department of Children and Youth Affairs, by the Department of Public Expenditure, and then by the government on the public. We've seen previously where people who principally didn't want to get a public service card and were denied welfare payments, pensions and so on, that when they made social welfare appeals, they were successful. We're not saying to very vulnerable and marginalised people, we won't advise them that they should refuse to access a payment that they desperately need, but this is a form of bullying, and it's incredibly unacceptable for the government to target marginalised people. What's really happening here is that Public Expenditure is trying to widen the number of people taking up a scheme that is legally questionable, and they're trying to target the most vulnerable to do this.
OK, and just a few practical questions for you, Frances Byrne of Early Childhood Ireland. Practical questions put forward by some of our listeners. What if you're paying a nanny in your home? Do you still qualify for this? Do I have to register myself with TUSLA as an employer?
No, the only, as of now, the only eligible way to get this is if your child is in a creche registered with TUSLA, or your childminder is registered with TUSLA. Nannies have no requirement to be registered with TUSLA. So as of now, the answer is no, that family won't be eligible for the scheme.
And there's another question. What's not being discussed about the new scheme is how unfair it is still being paid directly to the creche. I have three children in a creche. I love the care that's being provided there, but the creche says that because of the administrative burden, they're not doing the scheme. Why can it not be provided directly to the parents?
Well, the way it's been set up, and this would be common in other countries, it is being directly provided to the provider, who will then look at, publish their fees, and parents will know, you know, if I'm not getting a subsidy, this is how much the childcare would be costing me, and my subsidy allows the following fee. Unfortunately, for that family, there's no obligation on providers to get involved. Now, just to say, overall, the scheme will be much easier to administer. So we would certainly like to hear in Early Childhood Ireland from that provider to sort of explain that to them. Certainly the myriad of schemes at the moment puts a huge burden on our members all around Ireland. The National Childcare Scheme is supposed to streamline that. So hopefully that provider will get that message and be able to facilitate those families.
Right. Thank you both indeed for coming on the programme. Frances Byrne of Early Childhood Learning, Early Childhood Ireland, and also my thanks to Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. It's just after 11, coming up to a minute past. We go to the newsroom again and to Brian Jennings.